You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
So, okay, my name's Mike Rampt. I live and work on Southside, Angry Moon Tattoos and Body Piercing. I've lived here for about 3 years. Have to say it's the safest, calmest, almost cleanest neighborhood in Pittsburgh. One of the only places I would feel comfortable getting drunk anywhere and being able to walk home safely. There's a general apathy, I would think, with the neighbors in general. You know, everyone kind of keeps to themselves. The community relatively accepts anybody for anything. You know, we're catty and clicky, you know, with little girls like, oh, we don't like him, but everybody generally gets along in some sense. It's a fun place to live and work. Let's see.
How many tattoo shops are here now compared to like 4?
Well, amusingly, I think like 5 years ago there was 2 tattoo shops, and now there's about 5. It seems that Southside has not much on it but bars and tattoo shops. We're dreadfully competitive with each other. Yeah. Let's see. Well, how's this? You know, as a friend of mine from another Southside business once pointed out, you know, there's enough skin for everybody, but we all don't really see it that way. You know, we all want everybody at our shop because we're all the best. Yeah.
You see, talk about people coming from out of town to get tattoos. Talk about the difference between tattooing a Southsider and tattooing, if you can. Prejudice, man.
Okay, let's see. The difference between the Southsiders and the Outlanders that come in here, basically the Southsiders are good-natured, and they come here, and they know what they want, and they know why they want to get it here. You know, they're not coming around like, oh, well, let's go to this place as opposed to that place. They know they want what our artists give here. Outlanders are just looking for the best price, quickest service, Chinese symbol, and can you do that for $20? Not as, you know, as opposed to like people, like the local people know, like, oh, I want to go to Cliff because he does this excellent, or I want to go to Mike D because he does this excellent. Not that, oh, well, they're cheaper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that the neighborhood's going to become more neighborhoody, or is it going to become more touristy, or what do you think? Do you paint a picture of the future? Talk about that.
Future on the South Side. Well, well, in these uncertain times, I would say it could go either way. With the building, if you think about it, with the expansion with like Homewood and their waterfront area, their shopping district and everything, and Station Square, which they're trying to build up, trying to almost expand the South Side. I can see it being a little bit more commercial, more homogenized, the Starbucks across the street from the Beehive. Can't think of anything else really that horrible down here except for that. But, you know, the small little places like Carson Street Deli or, you know, Kassab's being replaced by more, you know, market-friendly mass-produced, you know, Pizza Hut, KFC, Taco Bell, as opposed to Little Chicago's Pizza. You know, more of the large corporation instead of small business.
Right. Do you think that's where it's going?
Actually, I mean, you know, in a sense, I think that's where it's going because that's what people feel more comfortable and safe with. Yeah.